Welcome back, Motherhood Mess Unfiltered family. Coach Corey here, and I am really excited about unpacking a few different components God placed on my heart to share with you around the subject for this month, which is coiling back and springing forward. And it's really interesting because if you've been here for any length of time, you know the first Tuesday of each month we do a group episode. And what's so beautiful about that is it is incredibly organic. We do not meet beforehand. We simply have something that God has downloaded to us, a general subject. And when we are talking on that episode, you are hearing us unpack for the first time. So God gives us things. And then when we do our individual episodes, He tends to give us something new or a deeper understanding of something we've previously shared. So today, God really wanted to have me share with you springing forward, coiling back, and recoiling. And that recoiling word is the new component for today. So we will talk about that in a minute. But if you have a notepad, today is the day, beloved, to write these things down. And what this looks like is when you coil back, you are in a space of preparation. To coil back is to prepare. To spring forward is the process. Springing forward is the process. And when you experience the recoil, that is part of you getting to that place where you receive the provision. So let's start at the beginning, shall we? I want you to go on this journey with me today and explore an area of your motherhood that you know God is calling you to do something different, but perhaps you haven't explored what the process looks like. So you can pause this and just get that in your mind. What is that thing? And then let's unpack it in real time. Today, I want to get real tactical with you and have you activated to walk this thing out. Typically, when we are coiling back and we are preparing for something, it is because a new thing is on the horizon. So perhaps as a mom, that is a seasonal shift or transition. Maybe you're going from a season or multiple seasons of being at home with your children. And now your children are either starting school in a public school, a private school, or even homeschool would be a new season. Or perhaps you're working outside of the home now. Maybe you have children that are shifting from elementary into middle school or high school, or even going into a phase of being an empty nester. Now, I'm not there yet, but I have observed with many of the moms that I've helped, there is definitely preparation that happens when you go from kids in the home to becoming an empty nester. And regardless of what season you are transitioning into, this preparation is something you need to be aware of so you can focus on what are your next steps. And I find so many women identify they're having a seasonal change, but they don't do the preparation to get into the next season. And this can be either because of an unawareness that preparation needs to happen or an unwillingness to do what is necessary to go through the process and get the provision. So tactically, when you're preparing for a new season, there are a couple of things we can do. And number one is to identify what is happening in the new season that is different from the current season. What are the new things? Second, what are the same things that we can maintain? In other words, if I'm shifting from my kids being at home into perhaps a public school system in elementary age or daycare or anything of that nature, one of the things that is going to be new is the transportation time to get them to those destinations, which means our morning routine is going to look different, which means our night routine might look different. However, one of the things that is going to stay the same is us talking about our experiences throughout the day. It just might shift from talking about home experiences and into outside of the home experiences. So just pause this, ask yourself that question, what are the new things and what are the same things that I can carry over? And from there, you ask yourself, how do I go about making the new things as streamlined as possible? And I'm literally giving you a high-level overview of some of the deep work I personally do with the moms that I help coach. But some of you will be able to take this information, run with it, and create your own plan. So the next step after we are in preparation and we coil back is to spring forward. Now, this is the process. This is where you're actually walking out said plan. And this is the place where it is so important that we remember two main things. Number one, partner with Jesus. Any process you engage in that is absent of Jesus is going to be devoid of a sustainable fulfillment. You may get a short-term fulfilling experience or feeling, a quick win. But if you want something sustainable that is going to nurture your heart as well as your physical body and the relationships that you have, you partner with Jesus first. Because when you do that, you will have a steady, firm place to fall when things don't go as planned. How many of you know that sometimes it seems as if our plans are meant to be broken? And that's because we are called to adapt and be flexible. I call it flexible boundaries. When I'm helping a mom establish a new routine or new systems or look at her life from a one-year projection and determine what are the seasons and cycles, and then what are the routines that we establish and the systems we implement to make that happen seamlessly, I find that so many moms are just trying to do it on their own. They're not partnering with Jesus. And then they wonder why it doesn't work. And if we take this a step deeper, we will become aware that when we don't partner with Jesus and things go awry, we partner with overwhelm. So let's think about this in terms of you have two hands. Right? And I believe you should have that one hand reaching up to Jesus and then that other hand reaching out to the earth. So your one hand is in partnership with Heavenly Father, that it connects you to Him to receive the revelation. That is your eternal connection, if you will. And then your other hand as a vision, I like to think of as partnering with God and doing the earthly work. So we focus on Jesus first, and out of the overflow of that connection, then we can go through the process of stepping into the next season, implementing the new things, and being the hands and feet of Jesus on this earth. So the process for many people is the part where they become disconnected from Heavenly Father, but really, the process is where you have opportunity to intimately advance with Heavenly Father. And so you may ask yourself, okay, I have coiled back in preparation and I have sprung forward, engaged in the process, but what happens when things come to disrupt that? And I'm so glad you asked, beloved, because step three is where we talk about the recoil. And this is a part of the process where we're actually acquiring the provision. Now, the recoil, if you think of when you're shooting a gun, if you're doing target practice or something of that nature, there may be a recoil where you feel a little kickback on your shoulder. And if you don't lean into the back of that gun, you're going to feel the kickback more intensely, and it may throw you off your feet. But if you lean into it, you are positioned in a way that you can withstand the recoil and you can advance forward, keeping your focus on your target. Now, you're probably wondering, I've never shot a gun in my life. What does that mean? Or I don't like guns. Or yeah, I'm very familiar with that. Regardless of where you're at on the spectrum of being familiar with guns or not, you can use this imagery to know that when you are pulling the trigger on something in your life and you are aiming for a target, there's a recoil, there's a kickback. And for us as moms, this often will surface in the form of a fear. What if I can't sustain this? What if I'm not good enough? And we end up opening up the door for the enemy to infiltrate with condemnation, fear, doubt, lack, overwhelm, and thus inaction. But what I want you to know is that if you have walked through this process, you have prepared and identified what is the seasonal change. What are the new things I get to implement? What are the current existing things that will work well that I can take forward? And then you go through that process in partnership with Heavenly Father. And you begin to create these systems and implement them consistently. And you continue to press in. You're leaning forward. You're not pulling back because of fear. You're leaning forward. When the enemy tries to throw those fiery darts at you, or when he does throw them at you to try distract you, you will be so in alignment with Heavenly Father, so devoted to the thing that He is calling you to do, you won't have time, bandwidth, or capacity to even consider those arrows that the enemy throws at you, because you are going to be so focused on the target that God has called you to pursue. And I want you to know that you've been called to do this thing, this shift in this new season. And every time that somebody shoots a gun, there's going to be, assuming it's the same gun, there's going to be the same amount of recoil. But you can experience it different based on your posture. If you're leaning back in fear and avoiding that, it's going to take you out. You're going to feel that more. And you may even get bruising in your shoulder. So you'll have a longer term recovery. Whereas when you lean in, you're able to focus. You're able to press in and get to your target, and you don't have a recovery because you've been postured in a way that you can sustain the recoil. And so I want to just close with a word of encouragement, beloved, that as you are springing forth into a new season, press into the Father, be so focused on Him that it eliminates any gap or space to invite the enemy in. Because when we become Savior-focused and not sin-focused, we get our clear direction from the Father. We don't entertain the fears, the distraction, the overwhelm, and there's no condemnation in the kingdom of God. So you are convicted on your next step, you focus on it, and you do the NRT, the next right thing. Take it one step at a time, beloved, because sometimes in the preparation, you'll have to take one step back to get an eternal perspective, to get more of a bird's eye view, a heavenly viewpoint, so you can gain a greater understanding of the bigger picture that God wants you to walk out. And then when you're in that process, you keep that one hand connected to God while that other hand is doing all the earthly good that He has called you to, so that when those temptations come from the enemy, you're already leaning in and advancing forward. It does not pull you up from your foundation because it is firmly rooted in Christ. It does not take you off balance because you are confident and clear on the direction that you're going. And furthermore, it's going to testify to your children, to your household, and to your community about what is possible when you surrender this idea of having to do it on your own. As a solopreneur, for those of you that are in business, as an isolated woman in motherhood, for those of you that are feeling that, it's not that we have to do these things alone. It's often that we try to advance through the process without partnering with God. And we feel isolated and alone. We give in to the fears and we begin to speak those things over ourselves. Like, I'm never going to have trusted mom friends. I'm never going to do this long term. I can barely get through the day. And when we speak those things over ourselves, we open the door for the enemy to infiltrate. And I want you to know, beloved, it is not too late. It is not too late. So today, right now, And right immediately after you're done listening to this podcast, I want you to just take a seat. Pause with Heavenly Father, if even only for 1 to 5 minutes. That, beloved, is when you coil back. That's when you are in that place of preparation. And then you go through the process. You ask God, you say, Lord, what is the next right thing you want me to do? And then you immediately be obedient and walk that thing out, leaning forward, focused on the Father. Have a scripture you're standing on and see how this shifts the trajectory of your life. See how this builds trust with yourself. Because when you build that trust with yourself, it will testify to your future self. This happened to me when I was running quite a bit competitively. And the first time that I ever ran the mile, I was like, oh my goodness, this is intense. But then when I was training for the 2 mile, I used the 1 mile to testify. If I could do that and overcome that, I can certainly do this. You got this, mama. God has chosen you to raise these babies. God has designed you as the incredible woman that you are. He has equipped you to be a co-heir with him so that you can contribute where you're called as a citizen in the kingdom of God. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for this space, for this beautiful woman. God, I pray that she leans into you, Father, that she pauses with you, God, so she can receive the revelation on how to partner with you, God. And then go contribute exactly where you have called her to in this new season. That she knows, God, that you have called her to make this transition. And thus you have equipped her with everything that she needs. Lord, I just pray that she knows that you equip the called. You don't call the equipped. And Lord, when we know that you are the one that does the equipping and we pursue your voice, we then will show up more consistently with immediate obedience in the areas you've called us. You're a good, good Father. God, you are good. You are good all the time. In your mighty name, Jesus, we pray. Amen.